Right, happy look at that one. Alright, fast approaching the time for the station theme tune. Oh, I hate playing that theme tune. Right, here's a great idea. If your mum's getting on your back about tidying up, right, this is the thing to do. I was just looking at one of these letters here. It says, our two elder daughters almost reduced me to tears this week. They presented me with a box of chocolates labelled an early Christmas present for mum, just to say thanks for all the little things she does. How on earth could I nag at them to tidy the rooms after a moving gesture like that? So you know what to do now when your mum gets on your back about tidying up your rooms. You just go out and you buy a little something and a little note there. And it'd be very much appreciated. And you don't get any earache. Yes. Right. Go on. I'm a bit too early with this. Right. It's exactly 3 o'clock. Horoscope's coming up in a minute. And don't forget, if you are going downtown, Smith should be downtown, so if you can collar him and send him up to the studio for me, I'd be very, very much appreciated. I think it's that stuff I drank last night, you know, it's still in my system. Don't forget our mailing address if you do want to write in for any dedications, requests or even modulation reports, we'll be grateful for those. The address to send anything into is 30 Bridal Close, Ford Estate, Birkenhead, Merseyside. That's 30 Bridal Close, Ford Estate, Birkenhead, Merseyside. That's enough of that one. Yeah. I can't help it. I really dread playing this record on the hour, every single hour of the day. It gets a bit monotonous. Right, time for the horoscopes. This is going to do you 7 days now, because I can't afford to pay for every single day. Crafty all that. Yes. I'm just waiting for this record to start. We're having problems with one of the decks. It's very, very temperamental since last night. Are you going to start or what? Move it. Oh, hang on. Oh, yes. We have got contact now. Alright, let's start off with Aries. And it says, key feature this week, of course, will be greater social activity than usual. And Wednesday will be a day of surprises. Taurus, your instincts to tell you a friend up to something, and you'll be amused when you find out what it is. So, don't go nosing. This one's Gemini. A no-nonsense approach will pay dividends this weekend, but take care you don't miss out on the more light-hearted events which have been laid on. Cancer, never a dull moment this week, as the fun and games are fueled by an unusually lively comings and goings. Oh dear. Leo! Yes, we're having problems with this deck again. Long-awaited changes will start to be felt over the next few days and could have important long-term consequences. Virgo! Obviously, normal routine will be disrupted this week, but don't ignore several down-to-earth items which still have to be dealt with. Libra! An emotional week in many ways, with some memory-stirring moments. You'll find it easy to maintain a cheerful mood, however. Scorpio, it'll be a case of all hands on deck when an unexpected visitor arrives, and your warm hospitality will be appreciated. I hope no one knocks on my door. Sagittarius, despite the time of year, a major personal decision still requires to be taken. However, you'll find it easier than you think. And Capricorn, the week's main events will centre around the home and the family, although Monday finds you enjoying yourself in unusual circumstances. Aquarius, free time will be at a premium this week, as you may find the days gradually being mapped out for you in advance. And Pisces, on Tuesday you'll be needing some answers and don't allow yourself to be fobbed off. Polite persistence will pay in the end, providing that you stand firm. That's your horoscopes for the next 7 days. Aren't I good to you lot? Right, I'm going to leave you with this one. This one's Joe Farrell. It's Night Dancing while I go and dip for another record. From that one. This is this one. This one's, yes, the man himself, Paul George. I'm a chameleon. I don't like Paul George either. He's got his hair better than I have.
As all the ways, if I listen to your life, would you say I'm a man without conviction?
If you are listening, could you possibly make your way up to the studio as soon as possible, because we're trying to get things sorted out for tonight. We don't know what's going on. Yes, we're left in the dark as per usual, which reminds me, last week we're all in the studio and John Smith came into the studio with the fried egg on his head. No one said anything to him, because nobody does, but I was the fool who opened the mouth and I said to him, John, what are you doing with a fried egg on your head? And he turned around, would you believe it? He said, if I boil them, they roll off my head. Now, that is what I call someone who is very, very sick. I think he needs attention.
I believe in woman.
This one's going out to John and Marie, if you're listening in. I believe you like this one a lot.
We all need someone to talk to.
Have you noticed that when women get together and there's one male in the room, the male always gets stick off the females? Have you noticed this? Well, I was round at my mum's the other day and I was sitting there and one of my mum's friends came round and sitting there. My poor old dad was sitting in the chair and this woman said, jokingly it must have been, she said, "I thought your husband was a man of rare gifts." And my mum, being my mum, turned around and said, "Yeah, that's true, I haven't had a present of him for 10 years. I really feel sorry for my poor old dad.
Why make the past your sacred vow? Why can't you change? You change anyhow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come up on the bow. Read what you know with the counterfeit.
Rather abruptly there, yes. Well, never mind. Cut short, yes again. It doesn't matter though. Yes, I'm all alone in the studio. Chris and Claire's crashed out on the sofa there. She looks absolutely charming here. Yeah. Right, it's 18 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. I'll be taking you through until 4. And I haven't got a clue who's on after me. Because things have not been going right this week. So, a little surprise for whoever happens to turn up on the deck. It'll probably be Chris Sinclair. She's always already done a couple of hours today and between 8 to 9 hours the other day as well. So she's been at the decks. She'll be doing them in the sea, next thing you know. Right, we're going to get on with some more music now. This one is... No. Oh dear. Fascist Nuvo and You're Too Young. Oh, sorry, not You're Too Young. It's Because You're Young. Yes, SCR, we're giving that live, by the way. So it's worth listening in just to hear the muck-up. Sounds a bit funny to me for some reason. I'm sure it's the arm of the deck. Not to worry about that though. Right, so the other week we were in Liverpool and there was two of my friends over there and they were just discussing as to what to get boyfriends as Christmas presents, you see. And one of my friends happens to be, well, she's a bit, I don't know how you describe it, snobbish, I suppose. And she turned and she said to the other one, there's, I'll give them different names, there's Carol and there's Cheryl, and Carol's the one who's a bit snobby. And Carol turned and I said, I really don't know what to give Dave. He's really well off and he's got absolutely everything. Now Cheryl is really down to earth time. She turned around, she said, give him my phone number. I don't think they're speaking yet. This one's altered images. And see those eyes. If you could see mine now, you wouldn't believe them. Oh, if anybody is roasting, and they want to hear Frosty the Snowman, I hate that record, and you tell me one thing, you want to hear it on my show whatsoever. I can guarantee you that much. 26 minutes past 3 o'clock. I'll be going on until 4. My name's Jill, and you listen to SAR, and we're broadcasting on 2 meters from 96 kilometers. As there's nobody here at 4, I'm afraid we are going to have to go on the off the air, sorry, until around about 6. So if Mr. Smith could possibly make his way up to the studio, we have got things to sort out as well. So if you're downtown, he is downtown, call him for you, you can't miss him. He's got an SAR sweatshirt on and an SAR jacket on. Right? There you go. So you recognise him straight off. Don't worry about it. This one's Banana Rama. Not very apt for this time of the year. It's Cruel Summer. It's not the record, it's the deck actually. I'll tell you what we'll do, we'll swap the decks, seeing as I particularly like this one anyway. Just wait a minute there. Yes, they're going well ahead, they're carrying on when I've told them to stop. It's terrible, these temperamental artists, etc. Right, I've got that one on there, just need the stylus on now. Right, and another rendition of the same song on a different deck. We're going to have to do something about this. This is a nice Christmas thought. Last Christmas apparently this couple and a 5-year-old daughter were out, and thieves broke in and they took all the Christmas presents, right? And loads of other stuff, including some bits and pieces for the Christmas dinner and that. Oops, there goes the station theme tune, which has just gone off the decks. And they went around relatives and that, and they had Christmas in. They got a few gifts for this little girl. She's only 5, her name's Emma. And the police force, local police force, got to hear about it, and what they did is they got a collection of, and they got one local shop who sells toys and cuddly things and games and all kinds of bits and pieces to open up the shop. And they went in and they came round in the panda car and bought a load of gifts for this little 5-year-old girl. Isn't that nice, eh? Now that's what you call the true spirit of Christmas. Another little true story here. Well, not slightly true, as slightly exaggerated. There was an accident not that too long ago, and a policeman arrived on the scene, and the woman was in tears. Yes, it was a lady driver. You know what we think of them, but it's not always our fault. So he said to her, after going through all the details of the accident with her, he said, "And just what could the other driver have done to avoid the crash?" She turned round. Typical feminine logic. I know, I've done it myself. He could have gone down another street, which is absolutely true. He could have gone down another street and the accident wouldn't have happened. It's one of the style council. I speak like a child. 3:32, SCR, absolutely live.
In every respect you are, walking through streets that mean nothing to you. You believe you're above it, and I don't really blame you. Maybe that's why you feel like a child. The things you're saying, like I'm so free and so wild. And I believe it when you look in my eyes. You offer me life, I never lies. It's only the kind to make me smile. Clean as your mind is mixed up dead. The shots and stars were under the sky. You're cold and hard and if I sound like a lecture. It's probably true, but at least that's a lecture. I really like you when you speak like a child. The crazy saying that I'm so being so wild. You have to make a bargain with me now. I promise that you want you somehow.
This for sort of telling you what people think of your singing. It says, I'm reading through this paper again, there's all kinds of bits and pieces in it. And what the letter says, right, when my husband and son go out to work in the morning, there's nothing I like more than to turn up the radio and have a good sing. The only thing is, if our old Tomcat is in the house, at the same time, he sidles over and nips my ankles. Apparently her husband finds it very, very funny. and jokes that the cat has very good taste. Oh well, I've gone off cat. Yes, I did have a cat, but unfortunately when I moved I couldn't take it with me. Ah, there you go, one of those things. This one's one for the rhythmic. Right by your side. Oh, fellas, crafty, eh? Yes, you've been sussed. Yes, we know. I went round to one of my mate's houses for tea the other day, and our mum laid on this really big spread. So we all had the tea and everything, and we're all settling back, and we were discussing as to who was going to wash the dishes. And the father pipes up and says, "I'll wash the dishes." And next thing you know, the mother had dashed into the kitchen, and she'd already washed up. Apparently, what he'd done was every time that she asked him to wash up, he'd gone out and he'd wash a few dishes and then he'd break a cup or a saucer. So she's barred him from the kitchen now. Isn't that crafty, eh? Yes. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out and get those shatterproof dishes. This one's Daryl Hall and John Oates. Hi, it's Private Eyes. 24. I haven't got long to go, and if nobody's here at 4 o'clock, I shall be closing down. Back at 6 o'clock. right. Some decent music at last. Right. If you're listening in tonight to Paul Woods and Keith the Chief, they've got an absolutely excellent competition going, and the prize is excellent. So listening, it's worthwhile, and the questions are relatively easy in comparison with some of the competitions we've had. Like, guess Paul Woods' age and Keith the Chief's age. I don't think anybody got that right, actually. I'm not surprised. You should see them. They're coming in wheelchairs and walking sticks, etc. Hope they're not listening in. Apologies going out if you are listening in. You know I didn't mean it, really. Very sincere I am, aren't I? Right, so what we're going to do is we're going to have a bit of Cliff Richard now. I'm not saying which bit. This one is Never Say Die. And don't forget, Sniff, if you're listening, please make your way up to studio as soon as possible. We've got a lot to sort out for tonight. Tuned in and you're not a regular listener of SCR. My name is Jill Sinclair. I do 2 to 4 in the afternoon, so if you want a dedication or a request in the afternoon, just send it to me, Jill Sinclair. Don't put SCR on the envelopes because we don't receive the mail. The mailing address to send it into is 30 Bridal Close, Ford Estate, Birkenhead, Merseyside. That's 30 Bridal Close, Ford Estate, Birkenhead, Merseyside. And if you are going to listen in tonight, don't forget the Keys, the Chief and the Paul Wood Show are worthwhile listening into. All sorts of personal appearances by all kinds of stars, would you believe? Yes. We can't afford them, it's purely voluntary, believe me. Right, we'll get on with a bit more music now. Also, yeah, if you don't know, if you've been dying to get Gandhi on video, apparently it's just been released. Not the pirate ones. No. The proper video is just being released. And don't be put off with it being 3 hours long. It is what they used to call the way Hollywood used to make the films. It's a spectacular
Oh no.
This one's going out to Martin, see if he's listening in.
Again.
Yeah, it's Fleetwood Mac and his Oh Diane.
In love again. Love is like a grain of sand, slowly slipping through your hand. Oh, 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 Diane. Oh, 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 Diane. Well, I love you.
He should be working really hard by now. Hope you have a happy Christmas, Martin, if not a restful one. I believe you're working for most of the days over Christmas and you got one day off. Never mind, never mind. It doesn't matter. It's worthwhile. Honest. As long as Billy Joel. And it's Uptown Girl. Just after 10 to 4. Close down at 4 o'clock if nobody's here to take over, and we shall be back on the air at 6 o'clock.